We have Lisa Roberson with the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram with us here in studio. And before we go any further, we were just talking about the Tribe. We just learned Lisa's going to be going to her first Indians game tomorrow evening. How about that? First Tribe game. All these years, first Tribe game?
Absolutely. First game of my life.
Well,
see, I was trying to arm her with all the essentials going into this Indians game. You know, the 15 seconds of fame app, the MLB ballpark app, so you can find out what concessions are near you, you know, food and beverage, or if there's going to be a special promotion, all that good stuff at your disposal. But I think you and your daughter will really love that 15 seconds of fame app. It's going to be really good stuff.
I think so, too. You hit me to that one. I downloaded it on my phone today, and if everything goes according to plan with this game tomorrow, they'll bring my daughter out on the field. She is the recipient of a college scholarship they're giving away.
Cool.
So that's the reason why they're having us down there for tomorrow night.
Okay. Well, nice. Well, hopefully they get you on the video board. And again, because you're not scrambling trying to find your phone and take a picture of you up on the video board, that's what that whole 15 seconds of fame map will do for you. It's really, really awesome stuff.
Don't mean to brag, but we got up at the Cavaliers Jumbotron last time Bull and I were there. So you got big shoes to fill there, Lisa.
Did you get your 15 seconds of fame
photo? I don't know that it was really 15. Everyone had sort of left at that point. They really just put the camera on the only people who were in the arena at that time, yeah.
So it was the last game of the year. You know, LeBron didn't play. Kyrie didn't play. It was one of those games where, you know, they were just happy to have somebody in the building, and we just happened to be up on the video board. But I digress. That was our 15 seconds of fame, more like 2 or 3 seconds of fame. But, of course, you've been all over this story about Tierra Bryant, you know, FBI scouring the area of Muncie Avenue. Any new details on this? I know you had mentioned just a few moments ago that they kind of wrapped things up for today, but any new developments over the last 48 hours?
Well, the police and the FBI are not releasing too many details about what they're doing down there off Muncie Avenue and West River Road South. We know they're down there searching. We don't know for certain if they're searching for weapons, evidence, remains. We just know that it's involved with her disappearance and the suspected murder of her. They've already charged someone with her murder, Rashawn Hunt. He's a 39-year-old man who's got some good ties to Elyria. So, you know, there's reason to believe his ties to Elyria brought them to our city.
Hunt's got a bit of a criminal past in Elyria, too, from my understanding, does he not? Didn't he do 10 years in jail for shooting a woman or something before?
No, shooting a man.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It was a man that I spoke with the man last week.
Mm-hmm.
I tracked him down at a home on the north side of town, and he said he was coming from a store, and he believed Hunt may have followed him from the store and broke into his house under the pretense of robbing him. He shot him 4 times. And that's how he ended up spending 10 years in prison for attempted murder.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned earlier, too, that when you were out at the site, they had brought somebody out there in cuffs. The cops did it to the site. But they really weren't willing to give you any details as to who that was they were bringing out there.
Absolutely. We saw a gentleman. He was in handcuffs and a hooded sweatshirt. And he was with FBI agents and detectives from Middleburg Heights Police. And they talked with him for a little bit, and then they walked him into the woods, and they were in the woods for a while, and they brought him back out. They put him into an SUV, and they drove him away. They did not tell us who he was. We suspect it could be the suspect, because we understand that the suspect was arrested in California, and then he was brought back to Ohio, where he will stand charges for murder. But they did not confirm that for us.
Now, I know it's over by Muncie Avenue in a wooded area. Have they been sort of in that same general location here the last 3 times they've been out there?
Yes, they have been in that general location. It's in the area. It's an old Maverick Steel and Tube Corporation. Okay. It's been shut down for maybe a decade or so, and there's some railroad tracks there. And that area between like that business and the railroad tracks is kind of buffered by some houses. But there's a section of Muncie Avenue that's completely wooded, and it's really dense, and it's got thick brush, and it runs up against the railroad tracks. And so that's the area they've been searching.
And the suspect that they've arrested, and I know we've talked a little bit about what he has done so far, but they've connected him to her because he was the last one who was seen with her, correct?
Yes. According to the details, the limited details they have released to us, they said that he was the last person seen with her. She was at a motel in Middleburg Heights. This was March of 2015. When she was with this gentleman, she sent a text message to a friend saying that, you know, she didn't feel comfortable and she wanted a ride home. When the friend got to the motel, she was no longer there. And so then the friend was the one who reported her missing.
Middleburg Heights police said they have enough to charge him with murder. Did they mention anything that they have?
Or? No, I mean, that's the first question you ask. You say there's no body. How are you charging this man with murder?
True.
And FBI Middlebrook Heights Police has only said the charge is appropriate.
Right.
Interesting. it's like you said earlier, with law enforcement, a lot of times, you know, they're going to be a little protected because they're not really going to share all that information with you. Although they have been out here for a little while now. It's been about a week, correct, since they first showed up?
Correct. We saw them out there on Wednesday of last week, but I spoke with neighbors in the area, and they said they saw police activity in that area probably 2 days prior. It wasn't to the extent that it is now where they have, you know, crime scene tape, and they've brought in the FBI's evidence response team, and they've brought in a canine unit, and they've brought in a backhoe to kind of help in the search of the area. So they're doing some extensive searching. So they've been there for a while. So today wrapped up day three of their extensive search.
Any idea how long they're going to be there?
No. Vicki Anderson, spokeswoman for the FBI, said they're going to exhaust the area. So what does that mean? I guess that means they'll be out there as long as they need to be out there.
Yeah, and I mean, is there any other areas you think they might probe a little bit? Because it seems like they've been focused on one particular area for almost 6 days now. But any other areas that they've given you any indication they might try and search in case that they exhaust all of their options in the current location?
No, they haven't given us any indication of where they will be at in Elyria, nor have we seen or heard of them being any other place in Elyria.
Wow. Well, it's obviously a pretty sensitive situation as they continue to search for the body. And you know, I think we talked before we went on the air. Certainly wanted to lead with that, as that's really kind of become a developing story over the course of the last 6 days or so. But I wanted to transition into something much, much lighter. Mm-hmm. You know, a story that you produced a couple days ago, and it was about Lorain County Community College becoming the first state community college to offer a bachelor's degree program on its campus at a very affordable price as well. It was included in your story as well. Where are they at with that process? How much longer do you think they are away from hammering that down?
Well, this week will be a critical week in that process. They want to develop a applied bachelor's degree program in microelectronic manufacturing. And the language that allows for this program to be developed on the community college campuses is embedded into the biannual budget that will be passed by the state legislature this week. They have to pass the budget by June 30th. The governor wrote the language into his proposed budget, and then the Senate and the House both kept the language in there. So there's a good chance that the budget could pass and that language could be embedded in there. So the community college needs that legislation to pass because there's no mechanism now for them to add fourth year courses to their catalog to allow people to take a full 4 year program there.
Now, they do offer 4 year programs, but it's like an extension through other universities, correct?
Yes, this is called their university partnership, and this is something they started in the mid 1990s, and they've been really successful with this, getting people to obtain bachelor's degrees through this program. They have partnerships with a number of different local colleges and universities, and it allows you to take your 3+1, is what they call it, 3 years of study at Lorain County Community College, and then you take 1 year of study at your college or university, and they kind of cobble together a program so that you can get a bachelor's degree at Lorain County Community College, and then it's through that 4 year partnership.
You said it was in microelectronic manufacturing. What exactly is that? Did they say?
I have been to their center, their smart center, a number of different times, and it's always amazing when you're there because you're watching. And when you say microelectronic, it's micro, mm-hmm. You know, microelectronics, it's very, very small electronic. And when we say small, I'm talking pinpoint, very small, the kind of work where, you know, stuff that would be used into like medical equipment, maybe even like cell phones, because your cell phones use these tiny sensors, you know, so when you can touch them and you can tell them what to do. And so all that technology is kind of with this industry, and that's what they've been developing there. They have these clean rooms there and that you can go into, and the people can work on their small products, and they can take these products from like development and try to put them into the market right there at the college. It's actually pretty cool.
I was actually there about a month ago. I saw a lot of the same things. I mean, it really is interesting when you get a chance to sit there and see, like, the workspaces that they have also. I mean, when I was in college 15 years ago, I never saw anything even remotely close to that. So you're right. It is pretty cool to see some of the tools they have at their disposal and some of the things that they really get into, too. So it's really, really cool, too. So, well, Lisa, we appreciate the time. We certainly enjoy the fact you were able to stop by in studio and have some fun at that first Indians game tomorrow.
I mean, it's such a wonderful occasion to go down to your first Indians game.
Yeah,
you're
no
going
kidding.
Down so the Indians can you can congratulate your daughter on winning a college scholarship. Thank you very much, Cleveland Indians. I want to put that out there. And so we're excited. You know, my son's going to be down there. He's 11. He has never been to an Indians game before, and so it's going to be a family affair.
Yeah, no nice. Kidding. It's yep. always fun just to see the game when you're a part of the game in that kind of manner. It's even cooler, I'd have to think.
Oh, yeah, and I know you can back me up on this. I was telling Lisa before, I mean, when you go down to the game, even if you're not a fan of baseball, the Indians do a pretty good job of making sure, sure. that you have a great time regardless of what's going on in the field. You know, they've done a great job over the years of, you know, while they do want their diehard fans down there cheering them on, all that good stuff, they've done a really nice job of making sure that that environment, at the very least, is for everybody, because there are times you can leave the game and you can say to yourself, what was the score? I mean, they've done
that's
a,
true.
Yeah, they've done a really good job with that. And if nothing else, you go down to a Tribe game, you'll eat well, you'll drink well, you'll have a great time.
I've heard that I'm going to eat really well down there. You know, all of the great restaurants have like kiosks down there, and I'm kind of a foodie. And there's limited foods that I don't like, so I think I'm going to really enjoy that.
Oh yeah, you'll have a blast. It's your first Indians game too, so I'm sure you'll love it.
Hopefully they can get a win for you.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Yeah, that'll make a nice long lasting memory. Lisa, thank you again for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.